With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
This is the latest in our series, The Life of a Song. And I'm David Cheel. This week, Amsterdam.
Dans le port d'Amsterdam, il y a des marins qui chantent, les rêves qui hantent au large d'Amsterdam.
Jacques Brel was born into a bourgeois Belgian family in 1929. As he grew up, he came to loathe what he called the mediocrity of the spirit that infected his comfortable world. He moved to Paris when he was 24, and the songs he wrote there were the work of a man of many passions, an artist who railed against mediocrity. Brel went on to become one of the world's foremost French-language singers and songwriters. One of his most torrid songs was Amsterdam, and the song's birth testified to its emotional power. His publicist and mistress, Sylvie Rivet, later recalled that she and Brel were in the south of France in 1964. This is what she said. One morning, at 6 o'clock, Brel read the words of Amsterdam to Fernand, a restaurateur who was about to set off fishing for ingredients for a bouillabaisse. Overcome, Fernand broke out in sobs and cut open some sea urchins to help control his emotion. Brel's song, Amsterdam, vividly portrays the lives of the sailors, drunks and whores who inhabit the port of Amsterdam, and its 3/4 time signature evokes their dance steps. He first sang it on stage at the Paris Olympia in 1964, and the crowd gave him a 3-minute ovation. Footage of Brel's performances of the song shows him twitching, jerking and pouring sweat as the song's feverish crescendo reaches its peak. Amsterdam was inevitably translated into English, and here Brel had two champions, Rod McEwen and Mort Schumann. Rod McEwen was a singer, songwriter and poet, and his translations of two Brel songs became pop hits. The first, Ne me quitte pas, became the widely covered song If You Go Away, and the second, Le Moribond, became the schmaltzy song Seasons in the Sun. Rod McEwen's version of Amsterdam took many poetic liberties with Brel's lyrics, but it was not widely adopted. The American singer and songwriter Mort Schumann was Brel's other English language translator, and his have become the standard versions of the songs, including his version of Amsterdam. They retain Brel's spirit, though perhaps with less of his poetic abstraction. Schumann also paid tribute to Brel by co-writing an off-Broadway show in 1968 called Jacques Brel is Alive and Well and Living in Paris. It became a film in 1975, and in one scene, Schumann sings Amsterdam in a bar, while Brel himself sits silently in the corner, nursing a Stella Artois.
In the port of Amsterdam, there's a sailor who sings of the dreams that he brings from the wide...
The singer, Scott Walker, was drawn to Brel via Schumann. Walker had had hits with pop tunes like The Sun Ain't Gonna Shine Anymore as one half of the Walker Brothers. But by 1967, he was showing an appetite for the fringes of popular music. An appetite that would culminate in his album from 2006, The Drift, on which a percussionist was required to slap a piece of raw pork. Walker covered a string of Brel's songs in the 1960s, including Amsterdam. These songs were eventually collected on the Fabulous album from 1981, called Scott Walker Sings Jacques Brel. Walker's version of Amsterdam follows the Brel-Schumann template. Its big arrangement and potent lyrics summon up a scene of tragic debauchery.
In the port of Amsterdam, you can see sailors dance, arches bursting their pants, grinding women to punch. They've forgotten the tune that their whiskey voice croaks, splitting the night with the roar of their jokes.
And then there was David Bowie. He was covering Schumann's English translations of Brel songs as early as 1969. He sang the song My Death at the Beckenham Arts Lab that year and sang it again at his Farewell Ziggy concerts in London in 1973. When Bowie released the single Sorrow later in 1973, the B-side was Amsterdam. His version of the song is stripped down with only an acoustic guitar for accompaniment, but it is no less dramatic for that. The line, "And he pisses like I cry," is delivered with spine-tingling intensity. A new generation had been brought to Brel.
Throws his nose to the sky, aims it up above, and he pisses like I cry on the unfaithful love in the port of Amsterdam, in the port of Amsterdam.
Subsequent versions of Amsterdam by the Irish singer Camille O'Sullivan and the folk band Bellowhead brought it to a wider audience. Camille O'Sullivan gives the song a cabaret vibe, while Bellowhead make it ramshackle and rowdy. And the song was performed in the unlikely environment of the French TV talent show À la recherche de la nouvelle star in 2003. A young singer called Thierry Amiel sang Amsterdam to a studio of supporters, swaying and waving banners. The show may have been cheesy, but Amiel absolutely nailed the song, though he came second in the contest.
Dans le port d'Amsterdam, y'a des marins qui boivent, et qui reboivent encore. Ils boivent à la santé des putains d'Amsterdam, d'Hambourg ou d'ailleurs.
Over the years, the song has attracted a particular kind of singer, singers drawn to its swirling maelstrom of emotions. These are artists for whom, like Brel, mediocrity is anathema.
For more downloads, go to ft.com/podcasts.